מחלקת של מבין רובי זה שי מחלקת של פיקים רבי יחמי רבי של הלאי חד אומה ושמקים לשמו הון בטור ביטור ביטור of רבי יחמי רבי של הלאי says the Talmud for Nachu for Nachman is in King Yishmo the Chador is in Tzuli Kana the Stayim to the Bishun Alei Yehuda Lo Yishim Shim Yishmo the Bishun Barabe I see it in the Kama to the Bishun Alei Biyoma Alei Tzarich Ne Alei Ma Yehuda Nachu for Nachman Loi Oma Lo Loi Tzarich Lo Yomu Elo Bediris Ali Shein Shein Kim Yishmo אבל דרס אחרים דבקים לשמוע או לא. תסתם. So in other words, so we see that the Bishim Alei we made the distinction between דרס ושם דרס אחרים. So that implies that he agrees with the Tam of Bishmo. ותיס ברור, ותיס ברור, ורב ניסטי יוכבי, ואי גם בנשם יעזו דרון יקום כולי. So Rashi says we shouldn't be Geres in Tisra. Because if we are Geres in Tisra, so then it will follow from this Gemara that the Gemara is refuting what it wanted to say, that the Mishim Levi agrees with Rav. But even now in Maskone it seems that Mishim Levi agrees with Rav. So Rashi is not Geres in Tisra. But we just Geres not with his life. Abu Dhir Zachim Kim Lishmo Loi, at this time. Vyo Rabbi is like a Rabbi. True, the Bishu in Malay, he agrees with Rabbi. But why do we say he doesn't have to say it for Nachtam for the Nachtam? Because Dhir Zachim is Lomdu. But Rabbi is like a Rabbi. And then from the point of view of Lishmo, without recourse to the Talmud of an Utsuri Kani, he should still be required to say for Nachtam for the Nachtam. Because of Zero Shabiyadu, believe with Amun Shabiyadu, correct? Hello, the Pshimit Barabi, Shachina Abibate. So, well, the Choshev is a good Rav Shimit. So the Mele, he taught the case of Asur Yitrei. Asur Yitrei is a good Rav Shimit. So the Mele, not the Zero Shabiyadu, don't we talk away. And see, this must pray, so there is no need from Yachta, and the Zero Shabiyadu, because they themselves Abu, so the only purpose might have been the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit has come to, and the Holy Spirit has come to, and the Holy Spirit has come to, and the Holy Spirit has come to. So that means that in the Hanan, the last one of the Holy Spirit has come to, and the Holy Spirit has come to. So the middle of that day,
Well, Thank you. 要他的东西，到那个就是因为他们没有那个就是那个啥，就是他们没有那个特殊的那个啥，就是那个啥的，很多地方都是那个啥的，那一些和他们一样的，那有哪有错？有哪有错？你作为一个男人，你哪有错？你要是真的是他们那方面的价值观，你要买，真的。然后说你就去夹着他哦，我看到我没想到你夹着呢，就是这样，对，关于爱他说告诉我音乐你必须接着后面想把你告诉谁不是告诉你说我看你买来就提出来你刚才说话的孩子，那么就说基础要认为就什么的出发就是哪一个出发就认为你能把我the planet is used by the earth, not to be just the earth of the planet to be used by the earth. And the planet, so the planet is going to not be used by the earth, but I mean, not enough. Even though everybody knows it's here in the middle of the earth, but I'm aware of the person who is here, the planet that is on it. So the planet is here, you can see the abundance of that.真的把我自己搞得还有一个是安全真的是因为对我还有一个阿波罗你我还有一个阿波罗给你拿不下来就拿去真正的看来你两个是真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的真的So you
So we
the Zionism, of the Zionism, shows no one that you don't know that you are the only Zionist in this field. As of the same way, we will be even though they have been the enemy, as only to the Zionist field, to the Zionist field, so they are still saying, that you are saying, so they are that you are the only, not only here by there, when they are doing that to the other, but in all these stuff, in stories of money, too, so you say, our first cousins of brothers, all the Zion of the Zion, so God, Zion is here, they are here, how are we going to say, they are here, 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 so he said, who is going to be there, just by two for a thousand, no one, so if you have died, you are going to be here, that is called in the field, that I've been saying, that I want to be, we are the same courtesy. They even come to diamond, or the forest last year. So he is a brother or a first cousin, and in the field, cannot be the first cousin of the day, when the young, cannot testify in the field. So I have some of the hammer, the one who testified on the field of the star, that he certainly could not become a liar, or the call last year in the same verse. So the mayor of the ancient he said that it is not a liar, not only by this, but by all the story. So the mayor of the ancient, so by all the story, by the moment of story,
of the Change his mind. He'll decide to marry her again. All right, there is a trabono. He cannot marry, I mean, only if she waits Kim Chodoshim. So if the same husband wants to marry her, so that's a shaila, whether she still has to wait 3 months or not. But we're not considering that trabono. So he wants to marry her again, and he married her again. All right, he married her again. And then, the same day, everything could happen. So he decides to divorce her again. So he couldn't choose the same again. Even though he's the same man, he's the right man, the same Baal, the same Isha, he couldn't choose the same again. So for two reasons he couldn't choose the same again. First of all, it will be a Chisson Lishmo again. Because even though it was written, Lishima Baal, Lishima Isha, the same Baal, the same Isha, but the two Gerashins terminate different dishes. This is the second marital relationship that the get has to terminate. So the male, it has to be Lishen Gerashin. So what does it mean Lishen Gerashin? It has to be Lishen this Gerashin, not another Gerashin. So mainly, if you use the same get, so it will be no good, midraise, for two reasons. First of all, of shtar shalobobe, who pore in the chiz of the lobobe, shikubakpoka shikudei. So since one kinyan was affected with that shtar, that's a din shtoras in kolatere kole, not only in get. And then, by get, because it's not lishmo, even though it was written for this husband, for this woman, English in Gerishin, but that was written for the Gerishin of terminating the first marriage. And this get has to be written for the Gerishin of terminating the second marital relationship. So it's not Lishmoyiv. Anyway, so the melee, in the case where, now, if, let's say, a Baal will deliver a get to the Isha, and in such a way that he'll do it in such a way that with the Raisa the get will be no get, let's say, pretty Dachmogalakal. He'll give the get to the Isha, but he will not give it directly from his hand into her hand, but he'll put it on the floor, and then they'll tell the Isha to pick it up. So then, we won't tell, Bezdin will not tell the husband, you have to execute another bit. Because it's Lomabay, and Shtar Shalomabay, Porin, Chizal Lomabay, Shifu Pakashibudi. Because over there, he paid the Alboy. So mainly it's Pakashibudi, the Kinyan was already affected. Mashiach came here, he didn't carry out the Gerishin, he just intended to carry out the Gerishin. Kliki Tachmada Bekarke is nothing. It's no Nisine. That's in the case where the Nisine was done in such a way that with the Raisa the Gerishin is no Gerishin. So it's not Pakashibudi as yet. The Kinyan was not affected yet. Mashiach came in this case. So from Nechtam, is only with Rabbanon. But with the Raisa it's a good Gerishin. But with Rabbanon it's not a good Gerishin. So in Mele, we could argue that since with Rabbanon it's not a good Gerishin, so in order to rectify the blunder, it's not enough to take the same get and make a redelivery. But he has to execute a new get, because mid Rabbanon, mid Raise, a Kinyan was affected, the Kinyan Gerishin was affected with this, so it's already Pakashibudi. So, but with Rabbanon, she still has to be Migrashes. So maybe you couldn't use the same get, we could argue that way. So, Pamashmon, so it's not such a double portion. So that is the Chidush. Mirosh Maminon, she called Kiru, who will be sushi of the get in Sine, Kiru she not so, because she shall get, she shall get kosher. She have a Pishan Sine in Nasis Koro. So maybe you could say, since Midraisi, the Sine was Nasis Koro, so with the Raisa it's Pakashibudi. But with the Rabbanon, she has to be divorced. She's not divorced yet. So maybe she couldn't, with the Rabbanon, use this get because it's Pakashibudi. Because it's Pakashibudi. So, I get it in this woman. So the Raisa from this Gemara, that inasmuch as there was no intrinsic soul in the get, just with the Rabbanon, the Gerishin was not done properly, so he can rectify the blunder by making a new Nisim. Now, the Rit will mention here four different Shittas. So that's the first question. One of the Lishenes is like Shittas of Jesus. So it's possible to rectify. So this first lotion is like cheat of faces. That according to Rabbi Meir, so the purpose of making a delivery with Rabbi Meir is only if she didn't get married. But if she got married, so then it states it. And of course, even if she got married, so there is still a purpose in making it delivery, so that she should be able to marry a third person. So this is Tezashi. So that's the first lotion in the ritual. Avra mea kvare kibishi ma vera chom na koi zola lav. Avo, limbo se la chini, avu ra mea saki vita kone zo. So, in other words, so the purpose, according to Rabbonon, is even if he says, so by making it Nisine, so she will not have to meet the husband. That's one part. So that's in line with the basic sheet. Vi kemandoma, then there is another sheet. The basic Rabbeinu Rabbonon Koe, now go, we come on the eight, see what comes there. Hello, Kishay, the Hashmiach, who she makes, she have shown his sake. כל שאפשר לזעק מסוכנו ואפילו רבליה אפילו יתה את זה ועבד כושר כי הוא נזכר עם הגן בחי זמור די זה פה של כולם מהחלום שלו אמר בפוני נחתה ופוני נחתה מבד כושר ולא יתה את זה שאני תבור מפריע שלא יזו מתרשת בגד כושר the second motion is equal he says that even if she has a blood even if she has a blood Even if she had a blood with the second husband, and she had a blood she conceived before the before the was declared, so still it's possible to rectify the wrong retroactively. In other words, that it has retroactive effect. The declaration of before the nechtam has retroactive effect. But Rameya, doesn't Rameya say that if the Shliach failed to say for Nechtam, so then the blood is a mamzer? So Rameya has reference to a case where the Shliach failed to say for Nechtam, and it's impossible for him to make that declaration. The Shliach died, or the Shliach went to Mitzayam. It's impossible for him to make a new delivery. Or let's say the get got lost, the get got burned. After the delivery, the get got burned, so it's impossible to rectify. So in such a case, the blood is a mamza. But if it is possible to make a new delivery and couple the new nisine with the declaration for that nechtam, so then it has retroactive effect, and the blood is not a mamza. So it should be litaitzida. All right. Now, so what's the pshat? According to the second motion, that's a kule. According to the second motion, so before a nechtam, has retroactive effect. How can before a nechtam have retroactive effect? So we have to explain it as follows, because we see from this gemara that the declaration for nechtam has to be made simultaneously with the nisim. Teisva says that Tochken Dibur is alright, Teisva says the suffix, where Asukim Beisayin is alright. Anyway, it has to be made, the Nechtam has to be declared simultaneously with the nisim. So Mele, if he picks up the get, and delivers it again to the Isha, so then the second Nisine is considered like an extension of the first Nisine. Midrabonon is considered like an extension of the first Nisine. And Midrabonon is considered like a Nisine Arich. So the Mele, since he picks it up and he re-delivers the get to the Isha, so that the second Nisine is the consummation of the single Nisine. So Mimele, it has retroactive effect. So she becomes Migureshes even Midrabonu in Mafrei. So it's considered like an extension of the first person. Oh, then the second question. Virabi Pirech, Rabbeinu Pirech. Vadai, now a third question. Vadai Ben Rameya Ben Rabonu Koye. Ulikulev Jakonezu Sage. Linia Deleteitze. Abel Havlat. In other words, you see, the second motion definitely holds that the declaration of Nechtam has retroactive effect. The third motion, so he says, Vadai bein Rav Meir bein Rabbonon Koi, ulikule mitakone zusage leiteitze, Abel Havlat Rav Meir leilo mamuzer, kim sheshino mabir hachoni. The third motion holds not that this redelivery does not have retroactive effect. If it would have, if the third washing had also held that it has retroactive effect, so then the plant shouldn't be a mamzer, because it's retroactively determined that the Mifonadechtam was said and simultaneously with the Nisine. So the third motion holds that it does not have retroactive effect. So in other words, so the rectification is only Mikabel Habe. Now in the rectification is only Mikabel Habe. So the question is, why does he say that Beimra Meya Bimra Bonum Koyu Kul Takonetsu Sagan Lien Delitate? In other words, so even if she had a child with the second husband, so that child is no takana, that child remains a mamzer. But she doesn't have to leave the husband. Now the child, so the question is this, the child remains a mamzer. So that means we do not consider her as a crucial limafreya. So she becomes a crucial only as only kind of hub. But when she conceived from the second husband, so then she is considered as a nishishish, otherwise the child would be considered as a mamzer. So if she is considered as a nishishish, so the halacha is that if a nishishish gets married, so then it states a mizeh mizeh. So how does this rectification capable of enabling her to stay with the second husband? So the question is, how about Ezechite and the first portion? You can also have the same question. Teisa says that according to the first question, that according to the Rabbono, you can rectify the wrong and to enable the Isha that she should not have to leave her second husband. But according to Rameya, Teisa says no. So why according to the Rabbono? Yes, Monefshah. If the rectification has retroactive effect, so even according to Rameya, you should be able to enable the woman to stay with the husband and to kasher the child. So Teisve says in the first portion of the Ritva, and Teisve says that's impossible to kasher the child. And the first portion said it's impossible to kasher the child. So why? Because it does not have retroactive effect. If it does not have retroactive effect, how is it that it's possible to enable the woman who already is married to a second husband that she should stay with the husband? But if it's retroactive effect, it cannot have. So it can only rectify the kind of habit. So that means she'll become a crucial only now. So that means she got married, let's say, 10 months ago. So 10 months ago she was an ishishish, so we should apply the halacha of Teitzeh Mizeh Mizeh. So we have to say, since the whole halacha of Teitzeh Mizeh Mizeh is only with Rabbanon, I mean it's not with Raise. With Raise she certainly was with Rashes. With Raise she didn't have Rashes. And even if it had been with Raise, but only if an ishishish is Mizane Mizeh. But if she's Mizana Mishayik, she's not a sur on the Bailon, she's not a sur on the Baal either. Now the second husband, he is the Baal. So it's only a question of the Rabbanon. So the Chachomim were made clear, and they made a dispensation on this halacha of Teitzeh Mizeh Mizeh. But according to the first version of the ritual, so the Chachomim were made clear only according to the Rabbanon. But not according to Rameya, because inasmuch as it does not have legal retroactive effect, so maybe the child is a mamzer. If the child is a mamzer, so we couldn't say that the first question is said. So we couldn't say since the child is a mamzer, so we couldn't say that she can remain with the husband. Third Moshe says, we have to say that according to the Rabbanon, even though it does not have retroactive effect, but there is a special way, and the Chachomim dispensed with this requirement of Teitzeh Mizeh Mizeh in this case, if ultimately there is a new Nisine and he complies with Takonis Chachomim. So even though he does not have a retroactive effect, still the Chachomim apply this special kula here. So even according to Ramiya, the Chachomim apply this special kula. So the third question says, even if she has a blood for the second husband, so it's still a tense. If the shliach makes it in delivery and couples it in the collision for her. But the child is a mamzer, so it does not rectify the retroactively. So the child is a mamzer. So why is it tense? So let's apply the aloche of tense mizemizeh. So it's a special code. אבל השאר לדמי עליו אמרנו זה, כי מששיב עם אבי החום, then there is a fourth sheet. ואם נראה, אם לי זה סטייצה, די בהול את ליגה, ותקום לזו, so, אין אלו מנוסי לאחר, כלי מה קיצת יעס, חייתי שוי עזו, אגו לו לאלו, אפילו עלי בחחומי, כי משני זה, שלו יקדים, is considerable with a now the fourth shite holds the fourth shite logically is very smooth because the fourth shite holds that the new nisine can only rectify the blunder mikala. It does not have any retroactive effect. So maybe since it does not have any retroactive effect, so the melee even a limit of if Nisei's, so she cannot stay with her. She must leave the husband. But what's the purpose of making a new declaration? Number one, if she didn't get married, so then she can get married whenever she pleases. And number two, another situation is if she did get married, so this husband she must leave. But she can get married to somebody else. Yeah, as long as it's not rectified and the new city is not made, she'll have to leave the husband and not get married to anyone else. So in other words, the fourth shite is a very logical, it's a very smooth, simple shite. In other words, the second shite holds there are four shites. The second portion holds that it has retroactive effect. Rectifies your friend. So then everything is smooth. No difference. The fourth washing holds, it has no retroactive effect. So again everything is smooth in the washing. The second washing and the fourth washing are very smooth. Do not require an explanation. The second washing holds that it has retroactive effect. The fourth washing holds that it only can rectify the halahabe, not the mafreya. But the first washing and the third washing, they say that it can only rectify the kalahabe. So then, if it can only rectify the kalahabe, so then it should be teitzei. So the first washing says, I'll leave it in the melee, it's always teitzei. Because since the blood is a mamzer, so the melee, it wouldn't be, so the melee, she cannot stay with the husband either. But, and the third question says that there is a special kule. And the first question also holds that the Chachomim applied via a special kule. Because otherwise, if not for a special dispensation, so since it can only rectify the Kalahave, so it should be teaching. But because of a special kule, the Chachomim applied. Alright. Yitlenu imenu. The Yazim is the one, Bino. We come Ashma, the Tolkien, which has been seen it for the next time. We come a Yitlan Emer. We all did not have seen it there, the Dibo, the Mahane, we come a Leo, she must look at Shibikea. We did live for the next question is Harish. Our Ahmed Dibo is up to a knee. In the Hane called Man Shasuki, we say, Oh Lord, we love. We can be seen and be up to the Nami Nam. We did not be very cool again. So the thing is, two things. One Sophie is Lahan is seen, Asuki is seen. Another topic is Kevin Mislam. When you come to the Kulaget, I mean, you get to say, I'm the whole is a bit of Shriya Beinbeir. So one could bring a riot that Kevin Mislam. So it's a lie because here, when the first Shliach, so the first Shliach says before Nechta. So it's long before the get is delivered to the Isha. So it's no lie because over there the Arayim Kisha get is Tarasyode, because maybe the declaration cannot be made before the Nisimim, but it doesn't mean that it has to be made at the time of the Nisines Aget Miyad Ashliach Liyad Hoisho. In that case, it's made at the time when the Get comes out from his end to the other Shliach's, the second Shliach's end. So that's also a lie. That also conforms to the Rosh Hashanah. Omalei, so Rashi says, what does it mean? Mimunah gita di kama koshin di devet yegit yu gdush no yelitz ki moed. Vehav mimah li gab le rabbe, vehu yeich na abe. Omalei, tzorich hatu amit al kolei sveiz, ozo li kama yi rabbe amit le rabbase, omalei, loy tzorich ez. So there is a machleker between the two. Vichitei me abet le chumre, nimtzatu me yitzlaz, abit kolishen, rabbe, Rabbe Vachon Aise Gite. Aise Gite. Pau Gichter Kamei, U Pau Gelo Gichter Kamei. Ozo I Kamei Rabbe Leza, Rabbe Loza Da Meire. Omale, Yafu, Nikosa Gucci, Dachas, Nishbo, Shum Nitzomi. Now, what does it mean, Nikosa Gucci, Dachas, Nishbo, Shum Nitzomi? So that's the Gemora Dachas Vachon. The Mishnah says, the first Mishnah, the second Perek says, that if one is maybe getting to the Sayyam, and he says, before Nainechta Pchetzio, or before Nainechta Mkulei Post, so the Gemara is a Kash Heichet, here in the Chetzio Mishnah, that he witnessed the writing of the first head of the text of the Get, and all the signatures, and the signing of all the witnesses. So it's possible, so, Bo'omar Abelozar, from the course of the Lashita Achas, Mishmo, Shum, and Zorich. Elom Rabba, Shechet Yach. So Rashi says, Shita Achas, Shito Rishino, Shebo, Shemoyish, Moyisho, Be'azman. Moyisho, Be'azman. So from Rashi it's mashma. So Rashi it's mashma that the important thing is in order that it should be a good get. So the shliach must have witnessed the important portion of the get. What is the important portion of the get? The tefillah. What does the tefillah consist of? Shemoyish, Shemoyisho, Zman, Mokei, Ariyat Mitzvot. Now Rashi doesn't say here, Ariyat Mitzvot Chorah. He just says Shemoyish, Shemoyisho, Zman. He doesn't say that, but it's not Davki. But from Rashi it's mashma that it means Shita Achas means the Tefillah. And even though he didn't witness the Tefillah, the Tefillah is not important. It's not important. This is how it's mashma from Rashi. Now, Teisves says, Peiru Shalimo Eloshito Vishenu, the Mistome Sinech. So from Teisves it's mashma, it's not because he witnessed the important portion of the get, the writing of the important portion of the get, that which is indispensable for the validity of the get. No, Teisa says, because since he witnessed the first line, and he saw that the first line was Biklish Mo, so the presumption is that all the other nine lines were Biklish Mo. So from that point of view, even if he, let's say in the first line, Hariyat Mitzvot Cholodom is not mentioned. Hariyat Mitzvot Cholodom is mentioned in the second line. According to Rashi, so Shitachas means a very long line. In other words, that it has the whole Torah is spelled out there. But, so then nothing else is necessary, isn't it? Everything else is unimportant. Suppose the rest of the get is Shalom Lishmo. So it's still a good get. But according to Tain says, it's not on the basis that the rest of the get is unimportant. Because if one line of the Torah, when he witnessed and he saw that it was written, so then we presume that the rest of the get was also written. So what's Nafkimina? Nafkimina is, suppose he witnessed one line, but that one line only had part of it. It didn't have Daria and Teres Lachalama. So according to Rashi, it would be good. According to Teisves, it would be good. According to Teisves, it would be good. Now, from this Gemara, because of the Shitachas, the Shmosh, the Mitzorich, so the Rabbi deduces that we passed like Rav, not like Rav. Because according to Rav, in other words, Rav says that the Tam is because of the Gim Shmosh. Rav says because of the Yitzim Likane. So the Rabbi says that the Aloche is like Rav, that the Tam is because of the Shmosh, but Rav is like Rav. So the Tam is both. Now, all the other Rishonim, they passed like Rav. But one of the main rayas of the Rabbi, I don't mention other rayas, but other rayas are not apparently such strong rayas. This appears to be the strongest raya that the Rabbi mentions, that the Aruchi is like Rav. Because according to Rabbi, we understand that because of the Roshita Achas Mishmor, so we should be Tzorich, because that is the important portion of the get. So, especially according to Rashi's plan. But didn't we? Especially according to Rashi's plan. But according to Rove, so actually the Shliach shouldn't have to say before the Nechtav altogether. Why does the Shliach say before the Nechtav? Lilach lufe mishoshtol ed alme. So what difference does it make? Shitachas, chetzi orishin or chetzi achrei. So you could say that he witnessed a portion of the ksive of the text, so that will already eliminate the possibility, will preclude the possibility of achlum. So then it should make a difference whether it's chetzi orishin, chetzi achrei, and we do make a difference between shita achas lishmo, chetzi orishin, or chetzi achrei. So that's this discussion, that's what this says. Here, by giving them down, also a chlupe, we can show it down, and we take a kibbutz in Tzor, primarily for a nechta, and we should make a chlupe, and my apostle will be able to do it, and for a nechta, for a chetzi achrei, three and a chetzi rishon, and he's doing it, and a chetzi rishon, and he's doing it, she moish, moish, of a zman, she will make her again, you need to come in, so what's up? This is what this is. All right. So, some in Mele, it wouldn't be a raya. So according to Jesus, there is no raya from it. Now the Ramban mentions the Raivetz raya. The Ramban mentions the Raivetz raya. And he mentions the Raivetz raya in Sefer HaSchus and also the Chedushim. But in the Sefer HaSchus, he discusses the other rayas of the raya. The other rayas of the raya are not so strong. But then a certain portion is missing in the Sefer HaSchus. So that portion that where he rebuts the raya from this Gemara is missed in the Sefer. But in Chidushim it's not missing. So there he mentions one shita. I mean, and that seems to be a very strong raya. After the Kosta Belishita Achas Lishmosh of Nitzorich, and it means only shita Lishayim. So Bishlami, if we say that the Tam is because of Lishmo, we understand. Because the Shita Rishayno has the Shemoyisho. But according to Rabbi, it's only to preclude Achlube. So what difference does it make? A heker would be. So Teisvet gives a Teret. It makes a difference. Because people know what it testifies to. If they hear that it testifies to the important part of the get, so then they will not mix up get with other stories. But if they hear that he testified as to an unimportant portion of the get, so then they are still likely to mix up, to equate other stories with him. All right, that's the existence. But the Rambam, so he mentions one time, and he says that even according to Rabbi, who says that the Chachamim are misakim b'fanelechta, because of the inim tzimim kaime, not because of Mishmo, so he only holds that the Chachamim wouldn't at the very inception be misakim b'fanelechta on account of Mishmo. But once the Chachamim had to be misakim, before I left down because of the Nimzimikai, and because of the Achruf and the Kimstor and down that they had to be misakim, that he has to say before I left down also, so the Mele, Kulachrufe, so the Mele, they were also misakim that he has to establish that it was with Lishmo. And then the Ramban rejects the Rosh. At first he says the Rosh, and then he rejects it. So he says at first he says Rogman Leimar, and then he rejects it. The Apple gab the Leslie the Robe, the Rabbi, the leads the Chlimon from Yachtam and Yachtam is not so much more. El Nisfil, if you see me, Kaime, he tzri Chlimon from the Yachtam and Yachtam, and Mishmos la Chlufe, he tzri Chlimon from the Yachtam. Mikomo came so much to do say by Meshoma from the Yachtam, we do say more. Behind the Mishmo, we mount the boy exil Mishmo. ולא יהיו משום שחוששו משאיר בקיאים. דובי מוקים שאין מצויר מקיים אין צורך למקום, אלא כיוון די משום זה אין לדעו עשר לאחרות בהו, אם לא יאמר לשמור, כיוון די בו נקסימו לשמור והווה אין אס גמורי. וכיוון שאין עשר אין אס מילי לא כלום, הרי הוא כמי שאין לו. היו כך משום זה אין לדעו ידיעו מוס לאחרות בשור שתורס, יצריר בו שאין לו לפעול ללכת על לשמור. והיו כך, אם הוא יוצורך, לכתיב כל הגט, וקולגט, לשמוע וזה אם הוא פולח את הפרצי, כי בשביל מי זה מאיר, הוא פוסט, דאר משם מדי שתור חכום, שאומרו שצורך דם פולח בו לשמוע. So what does he say? He says, that you are going to rob him מנת חיישיש, כמו שאולי לשמוע. מנת חיישיש. וכי, סתם ספר דיין ליטמר, הוא יהיה מנת חיישיש, אם בדרבון הוא ישמע חיישיש. This is so remote that we don't, we shouldn't be חיישיש אם בדרבון. So the only reason why the Chachamim required the Shliach to say for Nechtam is because of an Imtzui Mikayim. And Kidei Shalu Lachlu Lipi Yishtor Adalmen, they required him to say before Nechtam also. But it is all based upon that you saw. The Takonis Chachamim have two rationales. One, usually, I mean, Takonis Chachamim have two rationales. One time is as to the why. Chachamim are not misakim takonis without a doubt. So there is a why. And then there is also a how. I mean, this is what the Rishayim say, that Maimon Shosh is a Hilchas of Leitayim. So the Rosh says, and he says, not that there's no time, there's a very good reason. Because without Maimon Shosh, so business transactions would be severely handicapped. Because without Maimon Shosh, it would be very difficult to transfer a Halvoy, Shibudi, or a Bikon to another person. So in order to expedite business transactions, it was necessary to be sakin Maimon Shosh. So why is it a Hilchas of Leitayim? So it's a Hilchas of Leitayim? The answer is, it's a Hilchas of Leitayim because there is no time as to how the Maimon Shosh is effective. In other words, but because, so that is an exception. But usually, Takores Chachomim have a rationale not only as to the why, they have a rationale as to the how also. So what is the why of before I nechtav? And in the kind, what is the why of before I nechtav to preclude achut v'kim shtore da'om? So that's a very good reason as to why the Chachomim require the Shliach to say before I nechtav. But it doesn't make sense. Why do they say before I nechtav? What? What is he trying to determine? Just to make a heker. So that's a good reason from the point of view of the why, but it's not a good reason from the point of view of the how. So from the point of view of the why, it's going to prevent lachlus levkim shtore da'omim. And how is it effective? But how the chachomim? Every takonis chachomim has to make sense. Has to make good sense. So there is a good rationale as to the how also, because it does establish beyond the shadow of a doubt that the get was written Lishmo. Even though this is such a remote possibility, we don't have to be chesh with the right sound of the chesh with Rabon. But since there is a good reason as to why the shliach should be required, that's from the point of view of the why. So mainly the chachomim were misaking that the shliach has to verify that it's a written Lishmo. And since the possibility is not excluded that it was written Shalom Lishmo, it is very unusual. But it's not excluded, so it makes good sense. So in other words, so this is what the Shliach has to verify. But then he says that, and he wrote to him, and then at the end he says, V'chorze in Elushim. So in other words, apparently for a long time, he thought, the Ramban thought that this is a good teretz, but he says, and then he came to the conclusion, no, v'loy nochem, u'mechva v'ayim. Even though he said, ani rogel l'forish, but that means at the end, he changed his mind, dios chayim. So then, the Rayot is a good Rayot, the Ramban passes like Rabbe, not like Rabbe. So he says, avoleim mashim kshinu kushyo, ויעבו גבו לחיישינו, לשמו צורך לעמד על קולי סבייס, או ילתי לפגט, שאם נעיסי כן, יוכל לימה בפונה נחדה, והבו לי משם ממדריע שתור חכון, ויוסה נעמל האחרות ובקיר שטוס, שעורי אין מייקים שלו יכתב פרפי, או יקול את בפונו, אין נדוסי ויכתב קול, ויקר נדוסי שקיר חכון ממנו, הוא מה שאין בפונה נחדה, ומשיבקים הגט, that's like the taste of steret stop you. What does Taisa say? According to Rome, that the whole Talmud for the Nechtav is because of Kim. So before the Nechtav shouldn't be required. And why was before the Nechtav also included in the requirement to preclude Achlufe? So what difference does it make? Chatiyarish and Chatiyacher, the first line, the last line. Heker it would be. Or if you say, no, it's not the Heker unless he testifies that we is the whole text. So then you for even Khatiorish shouldn't be good enough. That's the discussion. So Taisa says, the Khatiorish is Mishimish, Moish, or Azman, should we crack it? We can't miss us. So the Ramban then gives the same. Fine. Oh, Kabash Omar, Apiru Kankum, Sevikeni Yote. Kabash says, that it's not even necessary that he should witness the one line of the tale. But if the Shliach says that he heard, that he witnessed, that he could not come with Rakwab, Tiknakum Rakwab, Shishoma Kishikul, Shmok Shechit, is Machikri saying this wooden out of the parchment or the pen, so that he witnessed, that was prepared. Lishmo, so it's also not that this has to be Lishmo. There is no aloha, what Mishim say. There is no aloha that the smoothing out and the cutting of the parchment has to be done Lishmo. Even if the cutting of the parchment was done at the very outset for some other purpose, not for the get. So it's still good. But if the Shliach witnessed that here, so the preparation of the parchment and of the pen was made especially for the Ksivus HaGet, so that's a raya that the Ksivus HaGet itself was also mentioned. Tani kavos ravashi alfar gvidi rekin kol musikila kumeshu kesi vikila vio shimu nishma kim sheimer kam kam vizi gase kol kolus Tani kavos ravashi amin kem nisayam afu babayu sin valio hu valio sin babayis afu nikhtazu yeitzik la yin kulei kosh hu babayu visif valio hol mikohodole el lao kim yishu shoma kem kol musen kem kem gilte o mama אפילו נכנס ויצא, כל העניין כולי כושר. מפעיל למשליח, השתנו בבית סיבובה ליד וחודלי, עמרת כושר, נכנס ויצא, מבורא. What's the חידש? אלו סיפר, פשיטי משמידו נכנס ויצא, נפסולים לא הצליחה, דינור פאק משום קייס, הוא אמר, says, that this white says, reference the case, where the Shliach, not the Shliach, sorry, where the Sefer walked outside for a moment, in the midst of the writing of the gate, he interrupted the writing of the gate, and he walked outside, and then he came back, and then he finished the gate. So, lo yitzchen of Mishu Kivose, malitein mi nishachin ha-ashkech et mo'malei, malitein mi nishachin ha-shishmeiki, shmei shal zeh, vi'omalei nichtiv the gate, and he finished the gate. For the other Yisrael. So one part of the get was written for the sake of the Yisrael number one, and the second half of the get was written for the other Yisrael. So that means it's in Shalom Yishmo. We don't have to be chayish. Koma Ashmo. Now the Yisrael, after King Kome said, the dollar is so many possible of the get if they change. So the halacha is that so many blind person cannot be with the Shliach. Why? Because he has to testify for Nechta, for Nechta. How can he witness? So now the Ravashi says that he doesn't have to see anything, even if he just hears the scraping of the pen of the knife. So the melee is clean off. So a blind person is not there. So he could hear the scraping of his parchment, the cutting, and everything. So the instrument should also be. So Peter says, no, you don't. Why would not the case? It doesn't say. But the Rosh, in paragraph Gimel, he says that what Jesus means is, when don't have the instrument impossible of the gate, if they're changing. So Jesus means that, true, it's not necessary that the Shliach should witness, should see. He has to observe. And he can observe not dafke through the sense of sight, he can observe through the sense of hearing as well. So if he observed the scraping of the knife and the scraping of the pen, so it's good enough. But there is a certain matveya that the Chachomim require the Shliach to say. So what the matveya? The matveya is before night. So you ask, according to Rav Ashi, if he didn't see with his eyes, how can he come to Bezin and say before night, before night? He's a liar. The answer is, he's not a liar. Because before night means I observe. I observe it. Doesn't mean, doesn't have to be dafke. Yeah, I witnessed with my eyes. That's what before Anachta, before Anachta. So he's not Mishap. But that's Bamed Vorna Murim, if he's not one. So people don't know whether he saw it with his eyes or he heard the scraping of the pen. So mainly it's all right. Objectively, he's not one. Even though he only observed through the sense of hearing, not through the sense of sight. So objectively speaking, he's not one. But if he's a blind person, even though objectively he's able to say before the Nechta, because objectively, before the Nechta means I observe. But when people hear that a blind person said before the Nechta, what will they say? A bunch of liars, Bezdin and the Shliach, the Eidim, there is collusion between all of them. So in Mele, that's why the Yisume cannot be a Shliach, because it smells like a Mishaker. Not that he's a Mishaker, he's not a Mishaker. If he would be a Mishaker here, so even if he's not blind, and if he didn't see, he couldn't say before the Nechta. Oh, so then the question of Isaiah is, let the Yisume be a Shliach, and let him say, not before the Nechta. I heard the scraping, let him spell it out. So there is a special matbea shetov chachon. So the shliach has to use that lashon. So that was the kolos chachon. That every shliach has to use that lashon. So mele. So a yisume couldn't be shliach because to use another lashon, so would not conform to the matbea shetov chachon. And to use the same lashon would be merzik mishaker. So that's why a yisume cannot say that. But if someone is not blind, even though he did not witness with his eyes, but he observed it in the sense of hearing, he can say Vanechta. So he can use the same matbea. He can use the same matbea. Now this is